Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
There's one thing I've noticed about specifically a guy like Sean and Loogie, not as much Tiki, but a little bit Tiki. While you guys don't admit it, you like Jet Tears. You love it. You love Jet Tears.
I don't love Jet Tears. What are you talking about?
You don't want to admit it as much, but Sean loves Jet Tears. Would you agree with that? Sean loves Jet Tears. Would you agree with that, Teague?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he loves Jet Tears. Like, there are people in this town that like to hear us cry, and I understand why, because sometimes we do cry.
He loves Jet Tears so much, he'd probably be okay watching your son cry, too.
Yes, yeah.
Like the actual Jet tears.
Jet crying will also do for him, because he loves Jet Tears so much.
Especially if it's about the Jets.
If Jet cried about the Jets, that would taste better than a fresh cone of Big Wave, for sure.
But here's the bad news, as the old Wade Barrett line would go, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. This is a very unique year for me as a Jet fan. I can't speak for every Jet fan, but I can speak on how I feel about this. I go into tomorrow night where it would take a lot for me to be angry. Okay?
So now, like almost anything goes.
Well, here's how I would phrase it.
Or you'd be okay with anything.
If the New York Jets trade up, which is now the latest rumor, which I don't buy. But if the Jets traded up and gave up future draft capital and they swooped in to get Odunze or Marvin Harrison Jr., I'd be like, all right, let's go.
Balls
to the wall. Maybe not my first choice, but I'd be good with it. If the New York Jets sit there at number 10 and all of a sudden there's Brock Bowers falling to them and they get the best tight end on the board, I will not be scared of Kyle Brady. I will not be scared of Johnny Mitchell. I'd say, all right, we gave Aaron Rodgers a toy.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with it. My preference, though, my endorsement, and I felt long and hard about this, and we'll see which guy falls to them, whether it's Fashanu or it's Fuaga or it's Joe Alt, but probably not Joe Alt. I don't think he's falling to them. I would preferably take another hog molly on my offensive line. And a part of that is I think that wide receivers can be created sometimes by having a great quarterback. And while having another great talent like a Marvin Harrison Jr. would be awesome, I believe that, you never know, maybe Jason Brownlee can step up and have a great year. Maybe they will sign Odell Beckham Jr., who has still not signed. I am more concerned that Tyron Smith doesn't stay healthy. He only played four games in 2022. I'm more concerned that John Simpson, despite playing all 17 games last year, he misses a lot of time. But more than that, I'm really concerned that Elijah Vera Tucker, who's played 12 games over the last 2 years, can't stay healthy. And I believe, Tiki, an offensive line with injuries can just completely ruin your season.
Right.
And so to me, having a guy who, yes, in a perfect world doesn't play this year, but may have to play, I actually think is the safest thing the Jets can do. So that's my preference. That's what I endorse. I would like the Jets to draft the best available offensive lineman available. But if they traded up for a wide receiver, let's go. If they sat there and drafted a wide receiver, let's go. If they drafted Brock Bowers, let's go. So now you may be asking, right, well, what would anger you, Evan? Yeah, there's an answer to that.
What would anger you?
The only way Sean Marash And all you Jet haters would get tears, at least from me, is if Robert Saleh walked into the room and said, I need a defensive player. Go get me a defensive end. Yeah, that would drive me nuts. If the New York Jets used a premium draft pick in the first round for yet another defensive player, I'd get angry.
Why is that?
Because they need, whether it is a wide receiver to add to what they already have with Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams, whether it is a tight end to give Aaron Rodgers another toy, or it's my preference, which is adding depth to this offensive line, but also protecting yourself in the future. You know, who knows how long Tyron Smith is going to be around. That helps them win now in a much greater way than improving a part of your team that's already good enough.
Right. The one part of this team that really needs work is the offense.
Yes.
Is the playmakers. Not even the playmakers, because you got a couple of them, right? But it never hurts to have more.
It doesn't hurt. That's why I wouldn't be angry. Like, my preference is what I just laid out. I would prefer the best available offensive lineman. And yes, I understand, because one of the retorts I'd hear from my fellow Jet fan is, but Evan, if everything goes great, that guy may not play this year. Okay. That's okay. That's all right. I've got a guy sitting in case of emergency. And oh, by the way, next year, when Aaron Rodgers may come back for a third year, that guy may be my left tackle. I don't know if Tyron Smith's going to be here. That's okay. But if they drafted a wide receiver, if they drafted a tight end, I ain't going to be angry. So I've got my preference. This is almost like the way I felt before the 2008 election. I like both candidates. I was good either way. I was all right. Since then, it's been all a hellhole, but I was all right. I was good to go. That's how I feel about this draft, assuming they don't do anything crazy like taking a defensive
another edge rusher.
Then I'd be upset.
Dallas Turner, University of Alabama.
What? No offense to Dallas Turner, but no. I don't want him.
He's pretty damn good, but I hear you.
You agree with me, or would you
do 100%.
Thank you.
Well, I told you guys this earlier. I was having this conversation with Nate. We were at the Red Bulls soccer.
Are you talking about Nate Hackett?
Nate Hackett, the offensive coordinator for your fabulous New York Jets.
You say Nate, I'm like, who are we talking about?
My boy, you know I love Nate Hackett.
That's true. Do you even like Nate Hackett?
Of course. I love Nate Hackett. We were at a Red Bulls game, by the way. College night at Red Bulls Arena on Saturday night, 7:30.
Nice.
Take your college jerseys and go. They're pretty good. Anyways, we're having this conversation, and we were talking about all of the moves that they were making this offseason, getting some lineman depth and, you know, shoring up, you know, the defensive side of the ball. And Nate was like, we need some offense. All right, we need to get some offense.
Damn right.
And because no matter what happens, if they don't score points, you've got the greatest defense in the world. I was like, Nate, if you guys don't score points, none of you guys are going to be coaching here next year.
Yeah, he knows that.
Of course he knows that. He was like, you're right. So offense, offense, offense.
Offense, offense, offense. And that's why I go into tomorrow night as a Jet fan in a very relaxed state. It is a win-win. Now, obviously, you better get it right. As the great Joe Benengo would say, he better be good, bro. So no matter who we're talking about, that guy better not be a bust. You draft an offensive lineman, it turns into Evan Neal, we have a problem. You draft a wide receiver, and it's basically...
But I don't worry about that with the Jets. I mean, I'm trying to
you
think...
You don't worry about with the Jets.
Well, I mean, offensive linemen has been a problem, but otherwise, other draft spots have been pretty damn good.
Well, not always. D. Milner exists. That wasn't
not
good.
That's not Joe Douglas. I mean, come on. I'm talking about, like, right now.
Yeah, Mekhi Becton didn't work out.
But that's not... I said other than the linemen.
Oh.
Other than the linemen, the picks have been pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, they've done well.
Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson.
Right.
Big TBD on Will McDonald.
We don't know yet, but I wouldn't put him in the negative column.
It's hard to knock him because they've had... Like, nobody expected Bryce Huff to have the season that he had last year.
I agree.
Right? Jermaine Johnson was the man.
You can't put him in the negative column.
No, there was just too many other...
This will be a big year for Will McDonald.
Couldn't find playing time because there were other guys overperforming.
Look,
they did make a move for Hassan Reddick to go next to Jermaine Johnson, so...
Right, so...
Why are you in this conversation? Like, all you're trying to do now is piss me off.
Seriously. By the way, that is neither here nor there.
I know.
Because this is what the 49ers did when Robert Saleh was the defensive coordinator. They stack defensive linemen. They stack them. And if they end up being good enough and they don't have enough playing time, you know what they do? They trade them elsewhere. Right? How do you think Solomon Thomas is here?
Yep.
Right?
No doubt.
They do that frequently.
And look, one of the negatives.
It's a philosophy. It's like a drafting philosophy.
And one of the things about Bryce Huff, as much as I wanted him to stay, he wasn't on the field a lot.
No.
Because the Jets are really, really deep. But your point is correct. Joe Douglas's drafts for the most part, have been very, very solid.
Yes.
But they need to add another piece to this offense. If it's a playmaking wide receiver, let's go. If it's Brock Bowers, let's go. My preference, just me, and I don't know if I'm in the majority on this with my fellow Jet fan, is you can never have enough depth for your offensive line because that's the thing that can derail them. You know, besides just an injury to Aaron Rodgers,
true.
But those two things can be connected. Because if you don't have a good offensive line and Tyron Smith can't get out of training camp and you can't protect Aaron Rodgers, we may see the same thing we saw last year. So to me, it's the most important thing. But as a Jet fan tomorrow night, I'm in a different spot than you guys as Giant fans because I think there's a hot debate on what you will do. And there will be a portion of Giant fans on Friday morning on this radio station with Boomer and Gio, with Brandon and Sal, with us at 2 o'clock that are going to be pissed. And then there's going to be a portion of Giant fans who are like, Joe Shane, we love him. This is great. For me, and I think for most Jet fans, it's like, just get me an offensive player and then we'll figure it out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.